Lots of news updates and markets to get through this week. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, Top Dollar Angus, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Cattle prices are hot. The Video Royale sale from Superior Livestock Auctions just wrapped up a couple days ago. We're going to be recapping that one next week, which, by the way, anyone that has cattle combined to the Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock coming up at the end of the month, the deadline for your videos are next week, Friday. So if you haven't got those your rep yet, make sure you get those off. And it's not surprising that with the prices being what they are, that cattle thefts are on the rise, and you're going to be covering a little bit more of this, right? Some cattle rustling in the news?
Yes, I am. I'm going to take you to both Oklahoma and Texas.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up Texas because I just did a little bit of research on what are the state-by-state penalties for cattle rustling.
What are they for Texas?
Okay, Texas, for example, theft of even one cow or horse can be a third-degree felony, with the potential prison sentences of 2 to 10 years and a maximum fine of $10,000. Now, I think personally that $10,000 should be a whole lot more.
I think so too, especially when you look at the prices we're getting today. Wow, somebody steals 5 calves, you do the math real quick.
And then think about it. You put somebody in prison for 10 years, what does that cost us in taxes?
Oh my gosh.
You know,
that's a whole nother topic.
State. Okay, now in Minnesota, it's up to 10 years imprisonment and up to a $20,000 fine. Wyoming, same situation, up to 10 years imprisonment and up to a $10,000 fine. Now, those fines and imprisonment can go up based on, are they a repeat offender? Was there any kind of firearms that were used or anything like that? I am by no means in the public prosecution realm whatsoever in that space, so I don't know all the laws.
Well, I do know that I think all of us cattle producers are going to be, or have been, probably checking our cattle more than we ever have, the count, doing a head count constantly, and we're going to be watching to see if those numbers match our numbers when we go to wean.
We should be doing that anyway, but now, especially with prices, we need to be watching them a little closer.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, I hate to say that. The Northern Summertime Classic from Northern Livestock Video in Billings, Montana, wrapped up last week, and we've got this whole report and the whole chart, actually, in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com, in the show notes for this episode. If you want to go back and if you're looking for a specific weight class and you want to key in on it. Now, 112,774 steers were on that sale, 51,741 heifers for a total of 164,515 head sold last week. In between the weight ranges of 375 all the way up to 1,017 weight feeder cattle. Now, on the steer side, I'm going to go through these nice and slow so everyone can kind of follow along, and I'm going to give you the average price per hundredweight, okay? Four to four and a half weight steers coming in at over $5. That's $2,149.71 is what those 430 weight steers averaged. I never thought that I would be saying that price in my lifetime. I'm sure glad that I am. I hope that I can say it more often. 4.5 to 5 weight steers averaged $456.48, that is, per hundredweight. 5 to 5.5 weight steers at $433. That comes out to $2,262.31 a head. 5.5 to 6 weights at $409.81 was their average. 6 to 6.5 weights at $397.32. 6.5 to 7 weights at 380. I'm going to say 381. They were at 380.99 is what they averaged. That's over $2,500 a head for a 663 weight steer. 7 to 7.5 weight steers at 365.84. 7.5 to 8 weights at 352. 8 to 8.5 weight steers at 339. 8.5 to 9 weight steers at 333. 9 to 9.5 weight steers came in and they averaged 325.33. 9.5 all the way up to 1,000-pound steers averaged 317.47. And then 1,000 to 1,050 weight steers, the average weight was 1,017. And they came in with an average price of $307 per hundredweight. That is $3,123.13. For 1,017 weight steers. Okay, on to the heifers now. Again, if you just joined us, we're recapping the Northern Summertime Classic from Northern Livestock Video in Billings, Montana, that wrapped up last week. Lightweight heifers, 375 weight heifers, came in at 520. That 375-pound heifers at 520. That is $1,950 per head. 4 to 4.5 weight heifers at 450. Can you hear me smiling this? 4 to 4.5 weight heifers at 451. 4.5 to 5 weight heifers at 422. 5 to 5.5 weight heifers at 398. 5.5 to 6 weight heifers at 379. 6 to 6.5 weight heifers at 363. When we're getting prices like this, no wonder they're saying that we are not rebuilding the cow herd. When you've got prices like this that you could take for these heifers, take them to town, turn it into cash, and pay down debt. I've been saying that a lot. Where are we at? 6 to 6.5 weight heifers at 346.65 is the exact average per hundredweight. 7 to 7.5 weight heifers at 336. 7.5 to 8 weights, they came in and averaged 333. 8 to 8.5 weights at 320. 8.5 to 9 weights at 313. 9 to 9.5 weight heifers at 306. 9.5 to 1,000-pound heifers at 303. And then 1,000 to 1,050. There was literally just a small bunch of them. There were 60 head weighing 1,000 pounds. They came in at $299. That is $2,990 for 1,000 weight heifer. Now, I know those were a lot of numbers to go through, so just head to ranchitupshow.com, click on this episode, and in the show notes, we've got a chart that lays out the steers and the heifers, the averages, and the highs and the lows for all of those weight classes for your convenience to go back and review. Crew, it is that time for a quick break. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we will be back. Keep it parked.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Video Royale sale is coming up July 28th through August 1st, followed by the Bighorn Classic sale. To consign to the Bighorn Classic, cattle need to be cataloged by August 1st and videos need to be submitted by August 8th. Again, August 1st for the catalog and August 8th for the videos to consign to the Bighorn Classic sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. Sale results, deadlines, and upcoming sale information available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. Selling cattle the superior way.
Ranchchannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you? Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelve.org.
Cow country news. You know, the cow stuff.
There's little relief in sight for consumers paying record-high beef prices, even as the U.S. cattle herd begins to stabilize. According to the USDA's latest mid-year report, the total number of cattle and calves in the U.S. as of July 1st sits at just 94.2 million head, the lowest mid-year count since records began in 1973. Meanwhile, cattle placements into feedlots dropped to their lowest level since 2017. A severe cattle shortage has been pushing production costs higher and profit margins lower. Companies like Tyson Foods and JBS have already reported billions in losses, and shoppers are still seeing sky-high beef prices at the grocery store. For years, ranchers have been forced to liquidate herds due to high interest rates, expensive feed, and prolonged drought conditions. But now, with record cattle prices and better pasture in many areas, some are wondering if herd rebuilding is finally beginning. Not quite, say the experts. Dr. Daryl Peel, ag economist at Oklahoma State, says there's little sign of aggressive rebuilding. The number of heifers in feedlots is holding steady, meaning producers aren't holding back many females for breeding. He went on to say, "We're probably stabilizing cattle numbers, but we're not growing yet." A sharp drop in the number of beef cows kept for breeding supports that idea, and that's bad news for meatpackers and consumers alike. Benjamin Thurer, an analyst with Barclays, says herd rebuilding and any hope of price recovery is still years away. Even if ranchers start expanding now, beef supplies likely won't bounce back until 2028 or 2029. According to analysts, that means cattle prices will stay historically high. According to research and analysis by Sterling Marketing for Drovers, as expected, beef packer margins turned red this past week and averaged a negative $181.50 per head. The comprehensive beef cutout fell to an average of $376.86 last week, down from the $387.54 the week before. Still, packers' margins are faring better than they were just a month ago, when the red ink showed negative $208.72, while the beef cutout was basically even with the month-ago calculation at $375.95. But the second half of the year could be brutal. Sterling Marketing projects packers will wind up the year with an average loss of $205 per head for the year. Cattle slaughter dropped 5,000 head last week to 563,000 from the level a week ago. Carcass weights remained elevated at 867 pounds compared to the same period a year ago. Fed plant capacity utilization is low at 79% this past week, comparable to levels seen much of 2025. Sales of Brazilian beef to the United States have dropped significantly since the implementation of a 10% global tariff in April 2025. Brazil, a major supplier of lean beef trim used in U.S. ground beef production, saw its exports to the U.S. fall from 47,800 metric tons in April to just 18,200 metric tons in June. According to data cited by Brazilian media and the Brazilian Association of Meat Exporting Industries, only 9,700 metric tons were shipped during the first 3 weeks of July. The 10% tariff, part of President Trump's global trade policy, remained in effect on nearly all goods from Brazil, even as similar tariffs on other trading partners were suspended. Brazil had previously been the second largest beef exporter to the U.S., behind only Australia. With the additional tariff looming, further declines of Brazilian beef imports are expected, potentially impacting ground beef prices and supply chains across the United States. Now in other news, cattle producers, keep an eye out this summer, not just for the usual heat stress and flies, but for a new threat that's moving fast across the Midwest. It's called the Asian longhorn tick, and it's been confirmed in more than 20 counties in Missouri, plus new cases popping up in Iowa and Illinois. The tick may be small, but it's a big problem. One female can lay up to 2,000 eggs, and worse yet, it spreads a parasite. This disease destroys red blood cells, and it looks a lot like anaplasmosis. It can lead to weight loss, abortions, and even death in cattle, up to 5% loss in some herds. The problem? There's no approved treatment in the U.S. yet. Dr. Craig Payne with the University of Missouri says your best bet is prevention. That means keeping cattle out of brushy, wooded areas, mowing pastures, and checking for ticks during handling. You can also feed medicated mineral with chlorotetracycline during active tick months to help keep your herd protected. And don't forget, clean equipment between animals, change needles, and watch for foot rot if cattle are standing in water to cool down. Horn flies and fescue-related heat stress can also hit performance hard this time of year. Bottom line, stay proactive, stay alert, and work with your vet to keep your herd healthy through the summer heat. Changing gears, Oklahoma peeps, we have a stolen livestock alert that occurred last Thursday near Muskogee, Oklahoma. 49 Corriente cows, 46 Corriente Charley cross calves, and 2 Charley bulls. They have a half inverted capital Q brand on the left hip. All are branded except for a few small calves. If you have any information regarding the theft or whereabouts of the cattle, please contact the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Now, it's not just Oklahoma, but Central Texas has experienced a wave of organized cattle thefts, and law enforcement is sounding the alarm as ranchers suffer serious economic losses. Sheriff's offices in Falls, Robertson, and Limestone counties are investigating a string of coordinated cattle thefts, with calves being penned during the day, then stolen overnight. The Falls County Sheriff first issued a public alert last week, kicking off a multi-agency investigation. Local rancher Blair Bernard said her operation lost 40 head of cattle at $2,000 each. That's an $80,000 loss. Now with the cattle worth closer to $2,500 apiece, theft could be financially devastating. Officials say rising cattle prices are making livestock a hot target for criminals. The Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association says that theft reports are rising alongside the market. In some cases, suspects are baiting cattle with feed cubes near fences, then returning days later to load them when no one's around. Unbranded calves and yearlings are especially vulnerable. One suspect has already been identified and a warrant is out. Falls County Sheriff Jason Campbell didn't mince words when he said this: if you get caught stealing cattle in Falls County, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Now, I do agree with the TSCRA that we're going to see a lot more cattle thefts because of the rising prices. But this is just another reminder to make sure that you have your records in order, right? That you've got written down, you know, what cows are in what pasture and all those types of details and notes.
And lastly, we were deeply saddened to hear of the passing of colleague and our friend Leah Biondo. Leah served the cattle industry in many capacities and poured her heart and soul into advocating for U.S. cattle producers. To honor Leah's memory and her steadfast belief in supporting women in agriculture, Western Sky Strategies, where Leah worked for almost a decade, will be establishing a scholarship in her name. The scholarship will support women pursuing education in agriculture and natural resources, a nod to Leah's own bold journey. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. We'll be right back.
We run a lot of high milk producing mama cows in our herd.
Mitch Kenobi of Norfolk dealt with scours in his herd.
So bad that we sent samples off to South Dakota State and Kansas State. Heard about Pharmatan. As a producer, I know it's our job to limit our inputs, but when it comes to Pharmatan, Dad and I don't blink an eye. It is a must for every calving season.
Adding Pharmatan to your livestock's nutrition this fall will rid your new herd of scours in the spring. Go to PharmatanUSA.com. Call Joe Knopp at 340-3323.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders, and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas, all listed on LivestockMarket.com. Private treaty, online auctions, and on-site auctions. Buying or selling, gauge the market, do some research. Check out LivestockMarket.com.
And don't forget, they brought you AuctionTime.com and EquineMarket.com. Looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Try Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements boost forage utilization, efficiency, and sustainability, ensuring faster weight gain and better health. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. Recap of the markets from last week. Kirk, what do you got for us, buddy?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of July 25th, August feeder futures closed the week at $331.95. That's up $8.37.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index up 6.55 at 328.83. That left the basis at a negative 312 versus August futures. Our listeners will notice that futures are now leading the market higher. We did have a plethora of reports this week, starting with the cattle on feed, which came out at 98.4% versus expectations of 99.2%. The placement number was 92.1% versus expectations of 98%, and a marketed number of 95.6% versus expectations of 96.4%. So a pretty bullish cattle on feed report. We had a cattle inventory report. This is the mid-year lower volume on the data set. It came in at all cattle down 1%, and that was versus 2023 because we did not have a 2024 report. Beef cows that have calved were down 3%, and beef heifers over 500 pounds, so expected to be replacement heifers, were also down 3%. The big number to me was the heifers on feed number that decreased 5%. That number was a little shocking to me. That kind of indicates that we're a little further along in the herd growth than I expected. August live cattle came in at 226.55. That's up 275 on the week, with cash trading 230 early and then moving to 233 late in the week to get the necessary volumes. In the north, it started 240 to 242 and then ended 245 late. That left the five-area weighted average down 441 at 231.50. The late trades were after the reporting deadlines and were not in the five-area weighted average. The basis versus August futures was positive $4.95, with choice boxes trading down 687 at 366.68. We still have not found any support in the boxes. Weekly slaughter was 549,000. That's down 14,000 head from last week, and 56,000 head below the same week last year. Breast weights were down 1 pound at 866 pounds, which is 20 pounds above the same week last year. The combination left yearly slaughter down 0.1% at 3.4% less than the same week last year. To wrap it up, September corn closed the week at 399.5. That's down 9.5 on the week. The weakness in corn continues.
Hey all, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, August 6th, we have an online hay auction. Over 1,200 bales of alfalfa and grass. Bidding opens at just $1, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 22 large square alfalfa bales, split onto three separate lots. This is 4x4x8, 2025 second cutting, 1,400 pounds from Cobes Auctions in David City, Nebraska. 64 large round alfalfa bales, selling on two 34 bale lots, 4x5, net wrap, tested, second cutting, 800 pounds from Larkin Farms in Hudson, Illinois. 45 large round alfalfa bales, selling on three 15-bale lots. This is 5x6, net-wrapped, first cutting, Cobes Auctions in David City. 30 large round mixed grass bales, 4x5, net-wrapped, first cutting, never rained on, stored inside from Foling Farms in Cessna Park, Illinois. 19 large round alfalfa bales, 5x6, net-wrapped, second cutting, 1,600 pounds from Cobes Auctions in David City. 11 large round grass bales, 5x6, net wrap, first cutting from Cobes Auctions in David City. 1,000 small square alfalfa bales, selling on two 500 bale lots. It's polytwine, second cutting, tested, stored inside the hoop barn from Larkin Farms in Hudson, Illinois. And 80 small square prairie grass bales, selling on four 20 bale lots, wire tie, no rain, stored inside from Cobes Auctions. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, August 6th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Got hay to sell? Online hay auctions every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
Have you ever wondered if virtual fence is right for you? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Here's an expert who can share more about this topic.
the very first question is we like to be able to figure out whether that technology is a fit for that person. And part of that is there a willingness to spend the time to learn it? Secondarily to that is once you adopt this technology, some of the infrastructure within your ranch may not be right for the technology. So you may have to rethink water as an example. You may have to a lot of the ranches in the country today, the fences are there because that's where they've been for 75, 100 years, right? And when you enter the world of virtual fencing, you really have to imagine having no fences. And then what would you do? Would you do with that property? And how would you manage it if you could start all over?
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with LivestockMarket.com, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com. Be sure to check out the sale reports for all of the Superior Livestock Auctions, Top Dollar Angus Certified Feeder Cattle for sale, and upcoming production sales on RanchChannel.com. Top Dollar Angus, Superior Livestock Auction, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and you can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20, 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.